Weekly conversations with the medical officer of health for the municipality of Chatham County. It is Dr. David Colby, who is on the line with us this morning. Good morning, Dr. Colby. How are you today?
Good morning, Chris. I'm doing just fine, thank you, and I hope you and all the listeners are as well.
We're trying. We've had a lot of questions come in over text and email, so let's get right to it. I guess, first of all, yesterday we had 6 cases announced in Chatham, Kent, which is the largest one-day jump we have had. Was there any relation or any connection between those 6?
Yeah, there were 5 of them were associated with a workplace. We're investigating that and making sure that everybody is isolated at home, and that's what's happening. So we're just running down all of the contacts and making sure that everything is okay.
So in relation to that, we got a text in. Somebody was asking, we've asked this question before, but maybe we can go over it again. The question involves a concern about tracing. Would releasing the name not give people the chance to realize, let's say I have it. Let's say Chris McLeod gets coronavirus. Now Matt knows in the newsroom. Jen can go check herself. And anybody that's come into contact with me now understands that they could be affected by this. We don't want to release those names, you don't release the names. Why don't we?
Well, first of all, that would be a violation of a person's privacy. So you don't want your medical history and your private details released for public knowledge. That's nothing that can happen. The Hippocratic Oath demands that all doctors keep the medical details secret from people. But we also have laws against that in Ontario, and the Ontario Privacy Commissioner would come down on us like Thor's hammer if we release that kind of information. It's simply not possible. But I think people have to have trust in the public health system that we are going to find the contacts with people and get them isolated and tested. That's what we are doing, and we've had very, very low numbers in Chatham, Kent. We only have about 20 active cases right now. That's really the number that people should be concentrating on, and that's among the lowest in the province.
Jen, you had a question.
Not the law.
Sorry, Doug.
Yeah. Some of the increase of cases, is it just because it was at a workplace and that you had to do a bunch of people, or is there more tests being done on a daily basis?
Mainly the first one. There are more tests being done, and certainly, the more tests you do, the more positive that you're going to get with time. I mean, we know this virus is active in Ontario and in Canada, and the longer this goes on, the more cumulative cases that there are going to be. But as I've said from the beginning, the measure of success is not overloading our health acute healthcare system. So we have just on the other side of the Detroit River a situation where the healthcare system is dangerously overloaded, and there are people who can't get access to the care they need because there aren't enough oxygen units available or respirators in hospital for people that are very, very sick. And our intensive care units are empty.
Matt, was it yesterday? Where we have the number was about 1% of Chatham Kent residents have been tested. Is that what we're saying?
Yesterday, and then it's jumped a little bit even higher than that now. So,
what's the ultimate? So, if 1% of the population has been tested, what percentage would you be happy with, Doc? If we could get up to what number would you like to see?
Well, this test is mainly a diagnostic test, so it doesn't perform as well as a screening test, and this is one of the hardest concepts to get across to people. But it really, if you have somebody who is symptomatic or has some other reason to have a higher likelihood of having disease, like being a contact of a known case or a history of travel or some reason to think that there might be a higher likelihood that they could have been exposed to this, then it will determine whether the symptoms are due to the COVID-19 virus. It's a very good test when it's positive. You know that person has it. There are very, very, very few false positives. All tests have some, but there are some false negatives in this test. People don't become positive until at least 6 days after they're exposed to the virus. So all that time, while it's brewing in them, there's nothing to find. There's no virus there for the test to find. And then later on, when the virus is there, the test doesn't find it all the time. So it's not really good for screening populations. So I think it's an interesting question. I would say that we need to get all people who have compatible symptoms with this virus tested. And I hope that's very, very few. I don't want everybody tested because that would mean everybody needs to be tested. But there are surveillance studies going on. The province directed us on April the 21st to test all residents and staff in long-term care homes as a snapshot surveillance study, and that'll take us a couple of weeks to complete. So you're going to see our numbers going way, way up, but we have no outbreaks in long-term care homes in Chatham, Kent. This directive is across the province. So we'll see what happens.